Hello and welcome to another episode of the Never a Straight Answer podcast. The podcast aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm your host Gaz, and joining me in the studio, well, he said he was the first person to hack an excavated Egyptian pyramid. Turns out they're unencrypted. It's my co-host, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, good evening, ladies and gents, boys and girls. Hello, hello, hello. Hope you have a good week.
Hello, 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 indeed.
Yeah, we've had a couple
this
of
This is not a test.
Yeah, the last couple of weekends we've had
double bank holiday, innit?
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
Well, we've not been about.
We haven't.
We had a week off, but it's been mad.
Yeah,
just had a mad week. We'll get into it because, like, you know, we've abandoned show topic to discuss the mad week.
The topic, yes.
It's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, we might have got a clue.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for another spellbinding episode.
Yeah.
So whether you're a new listener or a repeat offender, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You can't keep a good thing down.
Yeah.
Is what I've always said.
Yeah.
And you got to smile on through. You've got to smile on through.
That's it.
Take the rough with the smooth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And ultimately, it is what it is. Yeah. These are very good life lessons. So, and like I say, it's a free flow episode this week. We're going to be discussing a number of topics.
Oh, yeah.
Including the disastrous thing that's happened to us recently.
But if
you want to know what that is, you're going to have to listen to all the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe, like, you know, try and give us a bit of help and advice.
Yeah, or feedback. Because
we're going to be talking about a few things. But it's the King's coronation today. We're going to be talking about that as well.
Yes.
Plus a lot of other stuff. That's all coming up in the show. Plus random week's events during the news.
Yeah, crazy shit,
as well,
man.
NASA and UFO business.
Oh, yes.
Got a fun packed episode coming up. You can't deny it.
It is, and I think we're getting a bit too... It's kind of getting a bit weird about UFOs at the moment, because it's like... It's sort of like overflooding the market. You know what I mean?
We're being saturated.
Yeah.
Which is like, there was none. They're like buses. They come now three or four at once.
Everyone were weirdos at first, but now...
I mean, there's a story we'll get into. There was a UFO actually spotted at the King's coronation today.
We'll
cover it in the news in a bit later on.
Yeah.
One thing I will say, you know, there was a lot of people going on about Dynamo attending the coronation.
Right.
Do you know the magician, Dynamo?
Yeah.
Dynamo.
When there's like, an event tonight.
Well, they were like, what's he doing there? And I was like, well, you know, and Kelly from the Stereophonics.
I did
tweet this because basically, like, they were Prince's Trust recipients of the, you know, grants.
Right. Yeah.
And obviously, they've done really well for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
The Stereophonics had grant money to get them, I'm assuming, new amplifiers and plectrums and whatnot,
you need
new
right
strings
equipment.
For the guitars and whatnot. And then, you know, Dynamo has been helped there as well. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense that they've been helped by the Prince's Trust. Now the Prince is now the King's Trust.
Yeah.
Is it going to be called the King's Trust?
I don't know. Well, he's not actually going to have time to do any of that now. So it could still be...
Well, it could be passed down to Willie.
Yeah, I think it will be.
The good old Willie Trust.
Yeah.
What have you been up to this week? I know we've not seen each other.
Like,
you actually messaged me and said, like, this. I think this is the longest period of time I've not actually spoken to you. And I was like, yeah, I was getting worried.
Yeah, to be honest.
I was dealing with really horrible monstery stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't very nice. So you've been sitting in fields?
I've been doing
that. Sounds amazing. It just reminded me of that Stroke song where he's like, you know, where I live in the city, but I belong in a field.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I quite like to just be in a field. Glastonbury, man, I want to be like sat in a field listening to music. That sounds mint. What was you doing?
Oh, basically, I was guarding the field.
Wait a minute. There was alcohol in the field. Yeah. Somebody had just left a pile of alcohol in a field and it was Right, no, I'm good. It sounds like one of those jobs you give to the intern, and it's like, right, you stay here and make sure that field doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. You know right. What they like round here? They like to hop off and go off.
They'll fuck it. If it's not nailed down, they'll have that.
There'll be a house on there whenever, you know what I mean?
Be fucking 20 caravans on there by the end of the day. Fucking watch that field, yeah?
That's true.
So that's what you were doing, watching a field?
Well, yeah, there was an event going on, basically.
I was
going
to say, was it anything happening on the field? Apart from being a big crate, you know, big load of alcohol
and stuff like that on there, and so, but yeah,
winner.
So
that's exactly what I've just described. Sitting in a field, listening to live music, sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds pretty awesome.
It was a good event, man.
I went to a gig actually, which live music. I love a bit of live music.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
I went to see a band that you know from the 90s, which were like just really, really good in the 90s, but. I don't know, I would have considered them a bit more underrated because all the focus was on Blur, Oasis type thing.
Yeah.
But the Blue Tones, if you remember them.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
They had
yeah,
the hit with like Slight Return and If and, you know, Marble-Headed Johnson, a few others. And Sleazy Bed Track, that was a great tune.
That's a good tune.
But yeah, they played a gig in Manchester. But it was such a nice gig because it was just like an acoustic, you know, just the singer and the guitarist.
Yeah.
And it was proper great, yeah. It was one of the best gigs I've been to, I think, and really got really close to the stage. Really good, really good. So that was last weekend. But it was interesting because, when you hear bands and you hear the CD and you think, oh, this was a band I'd never seen live. So it was like, do they sound as good live as they do on the CD?
Yeah, yeah.
Better. Got to say, way better. So thank you.
So they did the job then.
Did the job, yeah.
Yeah.
But it made me think about, you know, songs that people like, the hits. When you're in, you've been in a band, right? Yeah, and you think, oh, I've been in this band for like 25 years or something. Like, so I think in this instance, we've been together like getting on 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there must be a song there that you're just like, oh God, I can't be arsed playing that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. If I have to play that song one more time or hear that song one more time, you know, and, you know, there was an instance where he was like that Slight Return and he goes, right, I'm going to play it, just get it out of the way. And I think whenever an artist says something like, oh, I'm just going to get it out of the way, that just suggests to me that they don't want to play it.
I suggest the first couple of songs are the worst songs and they just want to get rid of them.
Yeah, because that's get them out of the way and then they can just smash off the greatest hits or whatever, like the ones
you
do enjoy
playing. But there are still fans that like their songs and they
know I prefer those songs. I'd rather listen to the kind of like the next track on the album title, the hit.
Yeah, like, then their brand new album that has come out.
Have a bit imagination, isn't it? There's loads more tracks that they played, and then some rarities maybe as well. But anyway, it's all
that's
good.
That's true.
Yes. Well, I'm going to be posting a link to a book a bit later on on this week's description.
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah, on the episode. And it's going to be about ways of kind of keeping yourself safe on the internet.
All right, yes.
We're going to be this is what we're going to be talking about a bit today.
Yeah.
In one respect, because, you know, there's a lot of kind of stuff going on about this, and I think cybercrime's getting, a bit rife at the moment.
Biggest crime since 2015.
Would you consider yourself quite a savvy person online? Would you think you protect yourself quite reasonably well?
To be honest, yeah.
Well, I find that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll be going into it, but like, there is a book that I'm going to post a link to, but you can be able to get it on Audible. If you want to check out a free trial with Audible, there'll be also a link for a free trial there. You can get a free book, so you could potentially use it for this title.
Why not?
You can get an audio book of your choice, whatever you want. A bit of Catherine Cookson.
Yeah.
A bit of, I don't know.
Just something to listen to when you want to sit down, relax, chill.
Bit of Mills and Boone.
Yeah.
Whatever. Bit of romance. Bit of sexy time.
Yeah. Bit of sci-fi.
Certain Shade of Grey.
Yeah. Oh,
whatever you want, really. Yeah. But Prime customers will receive two books. So you could have the sexy book and the not-so-sexy book.
Yeah, yeah.
Including bestsellers, new releases, sci-fis, romances, mysteries, classics, and even more.
Oh yeah!
After 30 days, you'll receive another book, and every month it's $7.99. Cancel any time. Oh yeah! Perfect. But getting back to it, the reason why is because there is a book there that is basically good advice for people who might feel like don't know a lot or might feel like they're vulnerable to cyber attacks.
Well, we're all vulnerable. We are all vulnerable for a cyber attack.
As well, as technology changes, you might think you're safe and you've got passwords and you change your passwords and all the rest of it. But as technology changes, you know, those kind of security measures become outdated. So now
it works out the day after the actual protector comes out that someone, at least one virus or a worm,
malware, trojans, those types of things. Sometimes you get scanners and stuff like that, and it doesn't get rid of the thing you need to, and then you think, well, you start getting paranoid about the scanners. Are they trying to make me buy a premium account so I can get rid of this? Am I being held hostage here or whatever? You know, this book is going to be full of practical advice to, you know, get yourself protected online. You know, it used to be just having a password, but now it's kind of like two-step verifications, you know, having phone numbers attached, having an extra email attached.
Yeah, don't trust the company but that then, owns it.
It kind of leaves you a bit open, because if you get hacked or you have a problem, then you've got emails attached to your email that's been breached. Then are they going to be able to get into that one as well? We've had problems.
We have.
We've had major problems. Well, we've had major problems. I feel like I'm quite reasonably, know what I'm doing online.
Yeah.
Right. I think like we protect ourselves. Rubbers. We're very protective.
And socks.
Whenever I go online, I'm always wearing my socks.
Yeah, I've definitely got my socks on.
And, we've had a breach. We've had a... Captain!
We've had a fucking big breach.
We've had a breach. Really? Yeah, we had a big breach, right?
Not just me, but you personally as well.
Me personally, right, yeah. So, basically, this is... I'll tell you what happened, right? And then we'll talk about, like, you know, ways of you can kind of stop this from happening. So I'm kind of about to kind of get ready for bed one night. I think like one night, a couple of weeks, last week and a half ago.
You weren't.
Oh yeah, I was
you
getting
were trying to get to bed.
Get to bed. It was getting late. Yeah, and just as I'm about to close down my laptop, I get a notification on my email saying that one of my email addresses has been suspicious activity on it, and they would like me to change my password.
Reasonable request.
So I go, oh god, well I best change my password. And I've had similar things like this before where you change your password and that's the end of it,
right? In the old days.
So then I get another notification 10 minutes later saying somebody's changed your changed your password on your Facebook. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? So get into Facebook, I change my password back, or change my password to a new password, and it recovers my account. Now, what I saw once I've recovered the account was pretty horrific. I was like, wow, somebody had posted a lot of kind of like really dirty, dodgy stuff all over the wall. And obviously, Facebook had said, whoa, you can't do that, and suspended the account, right?
Yes.
So when I've kind of reactivated and disputed it, this was the first I've seen of this, whatever they'd posted.
Yeah.
So I was like mortified. I was like, whoa, this is more than just, you know, someone trying to get into my account. What the hell's going on?
This is something where we've been in like stuff. We've been through the House of Lords, been through Parliament.
And you can get in real trouble.
Through into stop.
The interesting thing was when, Facebook had reactivated my account, they'd put a restriction on it for 20-odd days, saying I couldn't do this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
Right? And although these images that they'd posted on the Facebook wall were horrific and, pretty kind of wrong image, you wouldn't want to see. It's stuff you just don't want to see.
Stuff that shouldn't be out there.
Facebook's policy on it,
which
was what I read, said... although posting these images aren't illegal. This is Facebook. This is their word. Although these images aren't illegal, they could upset some of our other users. So
it was just to.
So it goes against our policies, and we're going to suspend you, right? Yeah. Now, appreciate that. They were horrific really graphic images. So we appreciate that they took them down and didn't want to, you know, didn't want them.
It should be unlawful.
But, you know, based on my activity on my Facebook account, you know, as a user of God knows how many years, they should have seen that that was something out of character for my Facebook account.
And alerted you on it.
And alerted me that there was a breach, not... You know, we'll let you back in, but naughty, don't do it again. Oh, although we don't find it illegal, then, you know, but other people might find it offensive. It was almost like giving them the permission to say, oh, we'll you know, we're restricted for 29 days, but then we'll let you back in and you can do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm not the type of person to post that stuff. And like I say, it was a hacked situation.
Yeah.
So obviously I changed my password, you know. Yeah. I felt that was it. Obviously, they've restricted my account, but I'd appealed it. And they said, we will, you know, everything's back on track. I've kind of got my page back up and I put a post up saying I apologise for anybody who's had to see these posts.
Yeah.
And I go to bed, right? 10 minutes later, I get a notification.
Yeah.
Facebook password has been changed and they've got back in, right? How they've got back in, I don't know, right? So...
Where this carries
on.
Away.
This carries on, right?
Yeah.
Into the next day, right? 24 hours of breaches,
and passwords, password changes,
verifications, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
It ended up on from Facebook, which we have the Facebook Never a Straight Answer page,
yeah.
Which obviously people listen to, listen to the podcast on there.
Got a massive selection.
If you do, we apologise because it's down still. Yeah. Because they had, there was this verification process, and this is how I think they got the password the second time.
Right.
Because there was all these verification emails being sent.
They shoved one in between.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Sneaky bastards.
And I've gone, oh, and they've said, click it, you need to put your password in, and I've literally just handed over the next password.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So... I've set, you know, changed everything, but then give them again the new password, right? So, you know, the savvy, these emails look legit as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to be really careful. I started getting paranoid about what was legit and what wasn't off Facebook because I removed my security email from the account, but I was still getting emails to that account from Facebook saying... Oh, try and log in. And I was like, well, no, I'm going to ignore them and I'm only going to get, you know...
Log in when you want to log in.
Facebook when I want to log in, when I try and log in. Although, I couldn't because it had said...
So many...
There'd been so many login attempts that I was blocked for a week of trying to recover my account. So like I say, the account's still down at the moment. So apologise if you use it and you can't get on it, right?
Yeah. Service will be back to normal.
The next thing
is
Twitter and Instagram, right? So they start posting, like, you know, these videos and pictures about, like, you know, Bitcoin and investment opportunities and stuff like that. And I'm like going, oh, for fuck's sake, you know, this is getting beyond a joke now.
Yeah. To come through all the people.
I really don't know what was going on, but we've ended up kind of doing this whole, like, you know, literally breakdown of the whole kind of way the link, everything's linked up.
Yeah.
And changing passwords, one by one, securing everything. And then kind of removing any, you know, content that's been posted.
Yeah.
Two-part verificating everything.
Yeah.
And I get, this is brilliant, yeah, right? I mean, these guys were attacking, or whoever it is, I don't know, right? But they were attacking in every sort of capacity, right? So I get notifications saying they tried to get into the PayPal, right? Notifications from Twitter, Instagram, like, say, from Facebook. All of our Google accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, personal and podcast, right? What was the other one? So we get a kind of a notification saying our tax information had changed, and I'm like, what? Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, what? I don't know what that's relating to, so I'm going to have to investigate that one a little bit later, right? Yeah. And then I get an email from Google AdSense saying, oh, we've suspended your AdSense account. And I'm like, I don't have an AdSense account on that email address. Yeah. So we'll go on it, and they've set up an ad,
So right. they're bombarding you now well, even more.
Well, no, they were sending out mass emails off the one of the email addresses, yeah. right? So that email address has now been suspended. I've had to try and kind of ask them to reactivate it and give them the reasons why.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously at the moment, these things down still because yeah. of it. But the... which one was I just saying then again?
About the emails.
Oh, yeah. So they bombarded with emails. But then what was I saying before that? There was... the AdSense account.
Yeah, that's the one.
So they set up an AdSense account, which basically says... basically puts adverts out.
Mm.
Yeah. But they have to have a bank account attached. So I'm like, well, I've not got any payment details attached. So I check. And there's somebody with my name with a different address...
Oh, yeah, shit.
And a different bank account. So I'm thinking, whose bank account is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems to
you've
have
been cloned, my son.
Well, is that what it is?
You've been cloned. Well, someone's cloned your details and basically just switched a few more details and gone, bang, there you go.
Well, they can't take anything out of my account.
Well, no.
So, well, anyway, right.
But they'd try.
Well, anyway, what the hell is... What I mean is, like, so there's a bank account attached to the thing, so I've disconnected that, notified Google and all the rest of it, yeah. And, but they've obviously run up an AdSense bill, yeah.
Yeah,
and Google have sent me the note saying, oh, yeah, there's an outstanding balance and all the rest of it, so I've had to dispute that.
It's just been a fucking nightmare, right?
Like, obviously, it's nothing to worry about because, you know, there's evidence to suggest that, like, all this
is
linked.
Yeah, there's a
trail. There's a trail, yeah.
There is.
But it kind of made me think, obviously, I'm quite, like, on it when it comes to being online, right? Yeah, but there's a lot of people who aren't.
That's true.
And, you know, that was my personal experience. I'm sure these people who have had a lot worse. And I'll be honest, right, from my personal experience, because this is the first sort of online...
Big hit.
...hit that I've had where I felt exposed. Yeah. It's like someone's come in your house and kind of, started rifling through me personal documents and me knicker drawer, I was wondering, have you ever had any kind of data breaches, anything like that personally? What happened?
Yeah, I've been hacked a few times, but then, I just had to, contact the companies and then try and work around it, see what other people who I knew who were computer tech, what I can do about it. I didn't even use the software that's actually...
Because I've used a load of different... Because obviously you start thinking, right, is there anything on my computer?
Check everything. Yeah.
So you get a number of scans and stuff. Like, I usually find Windows Defender perfectly reasonable and a good tool to use. But if it's something deeply embedded on your computer, then, it might not find it.
Yeah,
so there are other things that you can download, but it's like, who's trustworthy? Am I just kind of playing more into their hands by going for the first thing that you Google and hoping that that's going to, you know, obviously, if you're going to do something like that, you need to Google or check, do a bit of research into who's a good provider of an antivirus, anti-malware software, rather than just panicking and trying to download the first thing that you've come across, because you might be downloading something that's ultimately going to harm you even further.
And including software being offered to you as well. You've got to watch that they're smart enough to send you a notification. Well,
this is the thing, actually, because there is a lot of different internet scams that they do pull, and a tech support scam is one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
Tech support scams have been going for quite a while, and they modify it to kind of, you know, in fact, they do a couple, and then they've started merging a couple of them together. So your tech support scam is usually you'll get an email from somewhere like Norton Antivirus or McAfee or, you know, even Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Saying,
you've
been compromised, or your subscription is run out, or basically we've charged you more than we should have. Or there's a number of emails that you might get.
Yeah, they've just got to make you believe in...
That there's a problem and you need to call them.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So that's what they rely on. So if you believe that this email's legit and you ring them up thinking, McAfee's owed, owes you money because they've overcharged you, you need to ring them up to claim this refund back. So what they do is they run this scam where they basically get like a remote desktop to your computer, right? So they'll ask you to download something called like AnyDesk or something like that. That gives them remote access to your computer without you kind of knowing it. So then what they do is they go to like your, you know, they ask you to log into your bank account. So while you're doing that, they get your details. And when they log in, they're able to kind of use your computer and change the internet script on your web page to make it look like there's more money in your account than there is. So they go like, oh, we're going to issue you this refund now. And they change the script. But then they go, oh, shit, we've issued you too much. So you're going to have to refund us now. And then they start kicking off, going, oh, you're going to lose me my job. I'm going to lose my wife and all the rest of
Simple turnaround. Fucking
honestly, there's so many cases of these people kind of falling for it. And it's no, I'm not saying that the kind of like dummies or anything like that. It is such a kind of easy thing to fall for, and especially
this is where we need to wake
the
up.
Generation who's not used to these types of ways of scamming.
Totally.
They might think it's legit, or it is their bank, or it is McAfee, or whoever they're talking to is a real person. But if they're vulnerable, then they take full advantage of it.
But a part of the issue is us, because we've been sort of programmed to just do, not like look like we
not
would
question
have.
Not question it.
Yeah, because like if the same message come to you and you had a little like
well, I
mark
ignore
on
him.
There.
Well, I know I've not got McAfee or Norton or any of those, but I still get those emails saying that I've been they've overcharged me, or I've had a new subscription.
I don't have Amazon,
I keep getting like PayPal things saying, "Oh, thank you for renewing your Norton," and I'm going, "I've not got Norton." If I wasn't a bit more savvy, I might go, "Oh, I've not got Norton."
Yeah, because if you
it.
Have got it, then the chances are you're going to click on that message and go, "Oh, right, it's something important," and it hasn't gone into the junk mail. It's gone straight to where I can see it.
Well, whatever reason, if it looks legit and it's like you might use that service.
Well, I'm confident the system's actually checked it all through and then put it through to me so I can actually have a look with it, where realistically it's not been checked.
There was a point when I was getting bank emails, and I'd get banks from like HSBC, Barclays, NatWest, and they'd all say, "Oh, we need to talk to you about your account," or something to that effect. And I'm like, "Don't have an account with you, don't have an account with you, don't have an account with you." And it's all kind
fucking of ring me.
They're all trying the hand, they're all just hoping that one of those banks is my bank, and I'm gonna go, "Oh shit, there's a problem."
Well, they're gonna find a different method to get to you, like either ring you or send you a letter. So
now, they get these.
It's not really.
So how they do it? So, like I say, so they get into your computer and they make it look like you've been refunded more money than you should have. Then from the back of that, they expect you to refund that money back, right? So how they ask him to do it is suspect in itself, because a lot of the time they ask him to buy gift cards or something to that effect. So they go,
"So it could be
we
cash
want you
change.
To go to the bank and withdraw, say, a large amount of money out.
2 grand, let's say.
But then they go, right, you can rather send it cash or gift card, right?
Yeah.
But when they do cash, they go, "Well, can you put the notes between pages of a book, wrap the book in tinfoil?
Yeah.
Put it in a package
suspect
and send it
away.
To this random address." It's like, I'll be genuine. If you've got this far in the scam, you need to kind of be a bit more aware of what's going on. But like, you know, and this is it. You need to be aware of what's going on. And this is why we're trying to help. But like, you know,
just so easily.
There's so many red flags there from my end that I would have been like, "Nah, I can't do this." And then I'd check my bank on another device to maybe check whether this transaction that they're claiming went through did actually go through, because I'd be like, "Well, no, it's not showing up on my phone app."
Do you
know what I mean?
And sometimes they do leave like a worm in your computer. So whenever you're tapping around, whatever you're writing
well,
down.
Well, this is the thing.
They are well, seeing what
the
you're writing
The funny thing
down.
Is, right, yeah,
passwords
when you click
that.
On any website, yeah, now you might know this, you might not know this, right, but when you click on any website, what does it come up with? If you've never been on that website before, it comes up, a little box will pop up going,
sign up.
We need your cookies. Oh, we've got cookies.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, ooh, cookies sounds nice. I like cookies.
I always get rid of
cookies
my cookies.
With some milk. Oh, yeah, Santa has cookies. Yeah. I like a good cookie, right? So you click, right?
Ooh,
but what a cookie is, and you might not know, is a tracker.
Yeah.
It's another word for tracker.
Yeah.
If you put, oh, we're going to track you.
Yeah.
If you come on this website, we're going to track you. You'd probably not want to go on it, right? But like,
and
the
that's
fact
why you
is,
get bombarded
having
with
a cookie,
messages.
Having a cookie or something sweet
is a nice. You like a cookie?
I don't mind that.
Kids
it's psychological,
like
right?
Yeah,
so
adults do.
Have a bit of cookie time, right?
Yeah,
the idea of that, I think, is quite self-explanatory.
Yeah.
But like,
it's
you
trick,
know,
trick
it's
words,
trick.
Like,
tricking you into kind of like letting them gather information on you, basically.
And it's the same with like every contract.
Not to say that all cookies are bad,
right?
But there are websites that do have harmful.
You sneak in between and it's hard to find them.
They call phishing, phishing with a PH, cookies, which basically rather steal your passwords, data, bank details, and so on. Online dating scams.
Oh yes,
seen a few of them, haven't we?
Oh yes, we have.
What's your? What's your experience on online dating scams? Have you? I mean, not to say that you've had met any or you've kind of experienced any, but when I've been on the apps, Tinder or whatever, there's a lot of definitely fake profiles where you just know it.
Yeah.
You can see a mile away.
You've
some
got
of
models
them,
on
some
there.
Some of them
like...
are just. Some of them are like Chinese, kind of like those sort of. Russian, you know, them sex dolls, those mannequin sex dolls sort of thing. They just don't look like real people.
No.
And I think, am I supposed to be like, you know, get suckered into that?
Yeah,
I just
but
don't
that's
get
the
it.
Thing, but some people will. You know what I mean? It's sort of like the old thing of...
Well, it's not just like, you know, people having fake profiles, but I mean, catfishing is kind of one way people have scammed people out of thousands and thousands of pounds without actually meeting the person, just by kind of like, you know, sweet talking and getting people like, you know, on side and trying to, you know,
but that's it's a sweet
touch, I've fallen for him, but you know, he's not like all the rest, he's just having some hard times, so I sent him this, that and the other. You know, it happens. Do you know, it's another thing that you've got to be 100% aware of whilst, you know, it's, you know, it's scary out
like
on the streets,
magician.
But it's scary online as well, isn't it? That's
the
thing.
It's like a magician, like, they want you to look one way, be nice and sweet, while they're actually pickpocketing you the other way.
Oh.
But instead of just actually pickpocketing you,
you got to pick a pocket or two, boy.
They're messing with your mind, so you will comply to what... It's sort of like, you know, Darren Brown, you know, like
trying tricks of the mind, giving you well, it's influencing, isn't it? I mean, and I mean, that's the thing, isn't it?
And it's easy if you're not face
to face. Right. The problem with most of these scammers is they prey on vulnerable people, right?
Yeah.
So whether you're a vulnerable person who kind of doesn't know technology, or maybe is old, or has, you know, I mean, dementia or Alzheimer's or some sort of debilitating sort of memory loss or something that people can prey on. Oh, God, I'm your bank. Oh, yeah, don't you remember we talked last week or whatever? And be able to dominate them into doing what they want.
Happens
then
all
you've
the
got,
time.
Like, obviously, the romantic side is you preying on weak
that's
and it's vulnerabilities with romantic vulnerabilities, the preying on people's desperation to
and
be
emotions.
To, and emotions to be wanted and be loved, which is fucking horrendous. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, I wouldn't say you'd rather have the, you know, people take me money off me, but like, you know, you know, it's you know, would you rather have
different.
Your heart broken, you know? Or what? I mean, some of these, you see this catfish program where people go and, you know, confront these people because they've led them on for years, pretending to be somebody else, and then they've gone, well, no, this is who I am, really, and it's a big, you know, big con. I mean, most of these people kind of, like...
One over in,
just
not that long
just
ago,
so
actually.
Trusting and believing in it.
Yeah, so. Some guy who was married, he met this girl and then he ended up marrying her, or nearly getting married to her. And while he was with her, he said he was a fireman, and he'd actually have the outfits and that. And then just before he walks into the house...
My name's Frank Kerbig Neil. I'm a fireman, pilot, spy.
He'd set a fire and then get in the smoke. So he'd smell like he's been working.
Oh, right, yeah, seriously. So he'd just be setting like little fire.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going out in the garden to burn some rubbish, love, and then go and do it. And there's his perfect cover up for his next liaison.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Why does he go out there every night before he goes and fucking puts that on and then like he's in the smoke?
Don't know. Yeah, might just like the smell. Yeah.
You might have thought it was kinky.
He likes that wood charcoal grilled smell. Smoke to perfection.
Yeah, yeah. He likes a
with
barbecue.
With that cedar wood smell. Only red wood and...
But this stuff kind of is going to get worse with, like, digital IDs and stuff. This is my fear
on it.
All information in one place can be taken away by someone else.
It depends how secure it is, right? Because
I can see
the advantages of it. And it goes back to the security, right? Because there's certain apps, like banking apps, right? And your PayPal or wallets or crypto or whatever that's protecting your money. Yeah, they have way more advanced sort of kind of safeguards against people trying to steal your data. Because... it's your money, it's your investments, it's they consider important things, yeah? What social media sites don't appreciate is, and what they should be doing is treating your data just as safely as they would if it was financial money, property or whatever, yeah? Because your data in this day and age is a valuable commodity.
It's you at the end of the day. And there's only one.
So what they should be doing is, you know, giving the same amount of consideration to the safety of their users as the banks and places like PayPal and other wallets do offer, because they have encryptions with it. If anyone was to try to get into your account, you'd be notified. Your notification would say something like, somebody tried to get in, but we stopped them. Yeah, right. Recommend you change your password. Whereas Facebook, I tell you after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then basically block you or, you know, penalise you for you being hacked. And it's like, if they had safeguards in the first place, then you wouldn't be in that situation.
That is so the issue. We need
the argument between having like a digital, a digital ID that gets you into everything, yeah, might be a good idea, but it depends on how safe it was. Because in this instance, yeah, one thing goes down and one thing's affected and you end up having to change passwords on everything, get your verifications on everything.
Well, it's going to be allowed to the third party.
But then it's like, you know, takes you a long time to do and these things you forget and did I do Netflix or did I forget?
Did I close that wrong?
Is there a site that I've left unsecure?
Yeah.
And it's one of those where you're like, if you had like a universal password which was super encrypted,
yeah, but it shouldn't be your details. That's what I mean, because it starts the big tyranny of following you, processing you, going to a shop or going to a petrol station.
I mean, at the end of the day, yeah,
and
right?
It's not
what's
the
difference?
Now, it's
I mean,
people later on, right. Could be
the difference between
worse.
Having a barcode, you know, in any sort of situation is not a fucking,
a
great prospect. You know what I mean? I don't want a number and a barcode
well,
at the end
one.
Of the day.
Your national insurance number, that's one of your barcodes. Your birth certificates, that's another one.
Your passport, everything's got a number on it,
so
hasn't it? Yeah.
All it needs really is a collective of having your details connected to a certain number, which only you know. But when you pass the information over, you're only passing over the information that you want to be passed over, not everything to be passed over. That should be the kind of system there. Until we've got something like that, it's just going to persist. We need to stop. all this.
One that used to make me laugh, and is a brilliant sort of. I remember seeing guys who used to tackle this by just going, "Oh, wait, have a really sort of attitude to it." Was Nigerian email scams.
Oh yeah, I am the
son of a murdered sultan.
Yeah,
who is trying to get my father's fortune out of the country before his enemies get to it is a particular favorite of mine. You know, when you'd be like, oh wow, that's really amazing,
and
so
I'm
what are you gonna do
help.
Oh, your father mentioned me personally, did he? Oh, we were very close. You know, when you'd kind of, yeah, but this is the thing, yeah, these guys would email them back with, you know, wasting the time. And the effort or the logic behind it was, you know, the more I sit and email these guys wasting the time and not giving them any actual information that they're going to be able to use.
Instead of them getting your information, you get as much information out of them.
There's that, but also you're wasting their time so much that you're taking them away from... Yeah. Taking, you know, other victims' money.
Yeah.
So it is a funny idea, and it's a very, you know, quite a playful
As long
way
as you don't get suckered in, because that it can play that way, but then, you know, they could twist it. They could be that good that actually twist you back round and go, yeah, all right, I'll give you house, my car.
I do recommend these a couple of guys who, and they do show you, I mean, all the techniques that I've just mentioned earlier on about kind of how they get into your computer and stuff like that. On YouTube, if you check them out, Scammer Payback, they're really good. They basically, they get on the phone with these kind of like Indian call centers and stuff, and they've got voice changers. They basically speak like an old lady. Like, they sound like
they've
an old lady.
They've got cameras in there as well.
They have had cameras, or they've hacked the security systems to get in. So, I mean, there is instances when hacking does benefit. You know, I'm not saying all hacking's, like, you know, a waste of fucking time or whatever. But, I mean, there is sometimes where I've like, all this was just seemed pointless. Do you know what I mean? I just didn't see the point in any of it.
Yeah, but the problem is we've got countries like Russia or like China. China have got over 1 million hackers working every day.
The way I see it is, if someone was trying to take the podcast down, do you know, then it just means we've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just means that we've pissed somebody off.
Yeah.
We're getting to the heart of politics and all the rest of it.
New World Order have to come and do it and fucking
They'll have to come round and take me down by four. No, I'm joking.
Black, come on then.
This is not a pokey bear situation.
No.
I'm not trying to poke the bear.
No, but I'm we're not scared of you.
I'm not trying. I won't. I think I've fixed it. I think I've solved the problems. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's see what happens.
If you haven't booked us after.
If, I don't know. I've had me,
I've had my
microphone and webcam switched off all week.
Good idea.
If you've had a problem, who are you going to solve it? You want to get hacked? We don't want any of that.
No.
If you've had a cyber breach, been hacked.
Which you probably will have. I don't know anyone
had some
who hasn't.
Sort of kind of like, you know, data crisis. I don't know, man. It's like, was you scared? What did you do? How did you resolve it? Did you get on someone? Did you have an uncle?
Did you actually get the perpetrator?
Did he touch
you?
Was he a scout master?
Oh.
I don't know. Wait a minute. We're on the wrong topic. Let's just say, have you had a data breach? We'd like to hear from you.
Get in
touch.
Therefore, and actually a new law's just come in over here in Britain. Just went through Parliament of cold callers. They're not allowed to do it now. Because cold callers, they could only do it to a certain degree, apparently. But now they're not allowed to do any.
Yeah, well.
So that's a good step in the right direction, but still too fucking slow.
I will end this segment on saying email phishing, while cybercrime fraud takes many forms, there's lots of different... methods they use, from tech support scams, online dating scams, Nigerian email scams, social media fraud, which is what I think's happened with us, buying and selling scams, fake virus warnings, fake charities, sweepstakes, or other.
Number one.
Just everything on the web, other.
I don't know any country yet that hasn't got the number one is fraud.
fraud it.
And scams on online. It's well, the top of the bills for everyone.
Well, there you go. We'd love to hear from you if you've had any incidents. Maybe have a discussion
about it.
Moving on.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Good day, sir. This is George. I'm calling from your bank.
From my bank?
Yes.
Yeah, this is George calling from your bank. Phone jacker. That's the type of thing, though. You know, we've got 300,000 Ugandan dollars.
Yeah.
Can we have your sort code and account number?
Tell me how much is it worth?
Oh, yeah, £17.50.
Two.
Can I have your sort code and account number, please?
Yeah,
it's the type of thing you need to watch out for. I mean, if there is any computer savvy people who would like to offer advice and tips, get in touch, because it's quite handy to know this stuff. Do you know?
Yeah, we can.
You know, all these ways. Or, you know, if you want to help us out to, you know, buy some better internet security and get over to Patreon and invest in the show.
Oh, yeah.
So was there anything else you wanted to add before we go into the news? Sonny Jim?
I don't think so. I think we covered quite a lot of it, but, like, just be aware on what you're, like, doing. Don't just accept what's being thrown in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, here's a tip, right? Normally, like, if you if you're unsure of the origin of an email, you're unsure if it's whether it's legit or not.
Yep.
You can kind of hover over the email address. Now, it might say
support
at wherever, but it might give you a different answer when you hover over it. It'll kind of pop up a little kind of info box, and
I've got a little
tip to where that email's actually come from. Or alternatively, ask somebody, just say, what do you reckon to this email? Does it look good? Does it look right or not?
I'll contact the company.
Little spelling mistakes. Yeah. Now, if you get emails that say you need to log in, you said it earlier.
Yeah.
Instead of going on the link that they've sent you,
if
they need you to log in, then if you log in on your
own,
just go into the website yourself, maybe log in on your phone, then it should give you that information there as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and if it doesn't, then just go back and delete it.
Be a bit, just second guess it.
I'd second guess most of them nowadays, apart from the ones that I know that are coming to me.
So
And I've got a little box as well on mine where I can just go to that, and then it comes up and brings up everything that needs to be there, but it doesn't actually go into my system.
Also, password generators. You find it difficult, don't you? Do you know, like, most people have similar passwords.
Yeah.
And, you know, variations of...
Imagine walking around, it's like having phone numbers in your fucking head.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember when you used to have a book of phone numbers?
Yeah.
Have a book of passwords, because, get a generator, because, like, it'll come up with such a great encrypted password for you.
Yeah.
Write it down in a book, right? Mm. Might be a bit of a nightmare. You can still save them to your thingy, as long as you're not downloading stuff that might compromise your browser. But there's lots of different things. I'm going to put a link in the description to a book that might help you if you're interested.
That's right.
In protecting your data from the big bad World Wide Web.
You should.
We'll be getting into the news now with the first story.
Oh yeah,
it's about the king. Ooh. I think. It's the news!
Boom, boom, boom.
It's the jolly royal news. It's the king. Today is now the king.
The king is
really
here.
The king.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and the queen. Don't forget Camilla.
As always, we've scoured the World Wide Web to find you the news. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, doos.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Everyone's talking about it.
This is the thing, from anyone else's perspective around the world, it's what they're seeing.
A wonderful thing happening, brought together
by the king, this beloved king, the king.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really bothered.
No.
King, right? You know, I'll be genuine.
It's
like, considering we're in probably like the worst, in fact, it is.
What?
The biggest dip in living standards.
Yeah. Economics.
Economic crisis.
Yeah.
You know. recession part nine.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah. We're not having a fun. We're not having a great time, are we? Yeah, right.
No, not at the moment.
You know, and, you know, we've put up with a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still do.
I had a lot of respect for the Queen, as you know. We did an episode, about the Queen, and we like the Queen.
Respect the Queen, yeah.
But, like, what I think should have happened here...
That's Queen Elizabeth, by the way.
What I really think should have happened was King Charles should have said, look, all right, yeah, we know you're all having an hard time. I'm just going to do a bit of a mini service, televise it, yeah, nothing swanky, right. We'll spend that money... that we're going to spend, because I'm assuming that it cost fucking millions and millions to do whatever they did today.
Do you know how much they make? They reckon that they're going to make back off it?
Well, are they in tourism?
Yeah. No.
There's so many people camping out literally for about a week in carrier bags and whatnot. Literally, I saw two people sleeping in refuge bags outside just to get a glimpse.
A week before.
Of a guy who's been down that road. He goes down that road weekly. Do you know what I mean? He's not doing anything. He's having a parade, right?
Yeah, but he wants to get the front,
doesn't he? It costs a fortune, right, to staff and, you know, monitor and usher, keep all it, everyone's
secret
safe.
Security, normal security, military. Right?
Flyovers, fucking uniforms, all the rest of it. It's going to cost a fortune, right? And that's just little bits that we're talking about, right?
Yeah, but he has taken little bits
For a load of pomp and pageantry, right?
Yeah,
so. What I'm saying is, if he would have said, yeah, I'm just going to have a mini service, that we don't, in this day and age, I don't think it's necessary, and in the crisis we're facing, I wouldn't think it was ethically right to do it, if he would have come out and said that, and said, I'm going to spend the money elsewhere where it's needed, because I'm for the people as a king, I would because he's just spent a fucking fortune of our taxpayers' money. I'm assuming that's not coming out of the royal fucking funds, is it?
Yeah, but with the millions that they will be spending on it, which it has been cut back, not a lot of military were involved this time, actually, on the parade. It was a shorter parade. The aircrafts that went over, it was just the Red Arrows. It wasn't everything else.
So
that
it's one of
along.
Those. It's like, I'll only have 5 glasses of champagne and two raspberry vol-au-vents today.
All in all, they believe they will make $29 billion out of it because of all the stuff being sold and, you know, travelling over here. Yeah, a lot of people have come over from around the
world. If you would like to buy a King Charles commemorative mug,
They're
available on the NASA website.
I just hope he abdicates it in about 2 years, to be honest.
Well, the thing is, if he abdicates, I mean, is Camilla
been
now
waiting
the queen?
70 years, hasn't
is he? Camilla the queen now?
Yeah.
Is she so? If the king suddenly passes away, does she become the Queen of England?
I don't think so.
Because she's not now the queen consort, is she?
No.
She's the queen.
Yeah,
she's the fucking queen.
Yeah. So you got to be careful now if you want to talk about Queen Elizabeth. Or the new queen, which everyone will end up just saying queen.
Queen Camilla.
But then there's going to be a bit of confusion there, isn't there?
She's with Camilla Queen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe that she would because they like to keep it within the family. So I think it'll be William will become king when. The king abdicates.
So, abdicates. Well, I mean, like I said,
it was actually a threat that they reckon that there was going to be an assassination attempt on the king.
Well, there was lots of royals from all over the world. There was a lot of people chilling.
Yeah, and a new religion involved as well. Not new religion, but other religions were involved, not just the Christian religion.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was going to pull a Henry VIII.
Female bishops and stuff like that were involved as well.
Hey. Well, yeah, because back then, in the last coronation, there was none of that.
70 years ago,
there was no
female
bishops at all.
Yeah.
So, Charles was actually 4 years old when his mum got coronated.
Right.
So, I mean, he has been,
waiting
a long
70
time
years
for his
now.
Own coronation.
Yeah. So, I'd give him 2 years and then, you know, you just go and retire.
I've got
to
say, the marketing behind the coronation and the pictures and the images you see now of Charles, he does look very kingly, I got to admit. They've made him look as...
A lot of practice, mate, a lot of practice.
I've always ever seen pictures of Charles looking a bit goofy, and looking a bit like a bit of a wally. But then, no, he's kingy now, isn't he? Does he own all the swans?
Yeah, yeah, he's the Swan Master.
The Swan Master. Swan Master General.
He's for the Swans. Yeah.
Well, I got this story here about a prankster who mowed a giant penis in the lawn of King Charles's coronation party site.
No. Yeah. Wait, deliberately, or was he requested? Was he requested to do it?
Well,
Camilla wanted it.
Elton John was performing on that field.
That's right.
It was a large penis. It had been mowed into the lawn of King Charles's coronation party site just days before the big day. The massive appendage with its hard... it was hard to miss, apparently.
Oh,
photos showed the large...
Did you have a split at the top?
The large penis...
see the vein?
...was freshly mowed. freshly mowed. It manscaped.
He did a definitely close shave on that one.
It did a manscape and used some of those ball refreshing.
They got away with it as well.
I don't know if they got away with it, some prank. Yeah, I'm assuming so. But like the photo said, obviously there was a large penis carved into the freshly mowed lawn at Bath's historic Royal Crescent. Where a large coronation party would be held on Saturday, according to UK's.
Right.
So it wasn't actually a Prince Charles, King.
So he didn't actually,
Prince Charles. Yeah, King Charles is.
It's hard to get used to, man.
Motherfucking party, you know, day. I
mean, yeah. Well, bring back the Queen, man.
Well, fair play. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinions, and a lot of people don't like the monarchy. You think it's an outdated concept, and.
Oh, well, there was a crowd, weren't there, of protesters on...
a lot of people got arrested.
Two of them got arrested, yeah.
The police were wearing traditional, big tit hats.
Yeah, and using the new laws.
And nightsticks, truncheon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they came in, truncheons waving, and just carried on for protesters. But the problem was, and I will say this, because if they would have...
People have the right to protest.
They have the right to protest, but there's certain areas in London where you need permission. Yeah,
and they will everywhere.
They will give you permission if you ask permission, right? Yeah. It's only certain areas, and that includes the Mall, which leads up to Buckingham Palace, Houses of Parliament, Tower Bridge, outside Channel 4. Right, there's a low outside MI6. Yeah,
yes,
there's plenty of places,
right,
where you can't protest. In fact, it's zoned.
Yeah.
Do you know, like the zonings on all your trams Metrolinks or whatever, we have the zoning. There's certain zones that if you're within this zone, you have to have written permission to protest. And like if you write and ask on a regular day, you will get permission to protest because you do have the right to protest. But on a day like today, on Coronation Day...
They should have the right to protest.
They should have the right to protest, but they will be less likely to be granted permission. In fact, I'd say they wouldn't be granted permission to protest. Therefore, their protests are illegal. Yeah, and I'm wholeheartedly up for them being able to do it, but...
It shouldn't be illegal.
No, it shouldn't be. But what I'm getting at is, in the eyes of the law and the eyes of the local constabulary, they didn't get written permission to protest. And even if they would have applied for Coronation Day, they wouldn't have been granted it. So regardless of whether you believe, you know, I believe protesting should be legal.
Yeah.
But where they were protesting wasn't legal. Yeah. So they were doing, basically...
If you're going to
protest, look into what you're actually doing, and do it the smart way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you can do it and go, ha-ha, no, I think you'll find I'm supposed to be here, then they can't do anything. It's like when they got wading in.
But the new laws can make them do it.
I'm just going to kick off and protest without knowing what I'm actually fucking doing. I'm going to super glue myself to a fucking lamppost.
I'm sure a lot of them know what they're doing. And
well, they obviously don't because they've gone down and protested on a day where they didn't get permission.
But if they didn't, do that, then the people wouldn't be talking about that, which means... It gives the people more power to argue back
I understand. And to be honest, I agree with them. Everyone's within the right, but the problem is that's not how the law works. And you're one for the law.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know that that's what they'll get you on. They'll turn around and go and just pick you up. Yeah, exactly. And then when you turn around and go, wait a minute, this is brutality or this is against my rights, they'll go, yeah, no, but you're committing an offence.
Yeah, but yeah, they have to have and written permission from the
you're
top
gonna
man.
Naturally turn around and say, but I'm not, I have the right to protest. But then yeah, they'll say,
you're in the zone.
Yeah. Here, you don't have permission, blah-de-blah, you're booted off.
But if we stop that earlier on, then...
It's having the last word. It's having that retort. And unfortunately, in this instance, they have the last word,
yeah,
the police.
The police are going to end up apologising.
If you've got
again,
the permission and be able to flash that paper in the face and say, there's my permission slip, officer, then they've got to leave you alone. But...
yeah.
Like I say, unfortunately, on a day like a coronation day, you ain't getting permission.
But the thing is, right, so they've got arrested. It's all over the national TV. They've been let loose, right, we're de-arresting you and all that. Right, well, that
they
doesn't...
literally carried them off. It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, and before they actually protested as well, they looked at items and went, well, you can use that for this kind of thing, tying yourself against the wall and stuff like that.
No, but the best bit was that most of the protests going on weren't even about the moniker. They were about big oil or fucking whatever else. And it's like, again, I agree with your sentiment.
But the police, will there'd be nothing against the police on it. They'd just turn around and apologise. And yet, so they could come in at any point, take a lot of people away where they don't want them to be, arrest them, throw them in jail for a little while, then let them loose, de-arrest them, and then everything's okay.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's a bit like,
I apologise, we arrested you at the wrong time. We fought this,
they'll just turn around and say,
it's an extra power.
You understand why we did it, because it's a big day and they've spent a lot of money on...
But they do abuse their power.
And plus, as well, they totally abuse the power. And what they're thinking is, we're gonna stop trouble before it starts. And it's not the way to behave. It's not the way to police.
Yeah.
You know, and...
It is. If anything, it starts the trouble.
Well,
you're egging the trouble on.
It instigates it, doesn't it? It's like having a peaceful protest and then all of a sudden, you know, other citizens are seeing you brutally manhandle somebody who's being peaceful.
Yeah.
So they go, wait a minute, what are you doing? And then that instigates a fucking...
I think it's just an easier way for the job instead of actually doing the job and, you know, being in the right place at the right time, making sure everyone's all right. And then if it does kick off, you've got a number of force there to sort that out. And then everyone else can have to carry on with their peaceful protest. But nah, it's easier if we just use a camera or a drone and we're sitting in the corner or the van for a couple of hours. We're getting paid for it.
Oh,
why
true.
Not?
Right, you know well, I mean? Let's move on from Kingy King Man.
Yes.
We'll talk about him more in the upcoming future.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Coronation Weekend.
It was.
Thanks for the day off.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to... rest,
did you have a pie? Did everyone have a street pie? Because I don't think anyone I know was very interested, to be honest. I did see some
grand
Instagram posts with people, you know, doing bits, but not like to the extent. I remember when I was a kid and we did like
street VE celebrations
or stuff like that. Do you know, like 50 years on or 50 years.
Yeah, well, I remember going one less than 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
probably less than 5.
Maybe it's communities these days don't get really involved as
much as
they used to.
Well, yeah, because communities are getting split up and they've got their own
issues. Attend a street party? Let us know. Send us photos. I'd love to see what you got up to. Did you have an anti-monarchy street party? Alternative?
No.
No, not you. I'm asking the people.
People, yeah.
People out there.
Yeah.
Did you have an alternative coronation day?
Have a couple of pints and, I'd love a burger or two.
Do you know what I found really funny? This is the last thing I'm going to say on the matter. Yeah,
okay.
Right. Back in the day when the Queen was coronated, they were charged. The best chefs in town, the best culinary people of the land were told make a coronation meal fit for a queen, and they came up with coronation chicken. Yeah.
That's meant that.
Right. For the Queen. Do you know what they came up with this time for Charles?
Spotted dick.
Coronation quiche.
Oh, what?
So I know, yeah.
They've gone right in for the coronation.
He's a bit
eggy.
He's a bit cheesy.
What's the next
it's
one? Coronation Street.
No, it's like they couldn't think of anything else that begin with C that rhymed. Like,
well,
you know what
I'm
I mean?
Thinking of a number of things in my head, but
it's,
I can't
it's
say.
It's C, queesh, isn't it? It's queesh. It's not even a C, but it sounds okay. Like a C.
It does.
It's queesh.
Yeah.
With a Q.
Yeah. Does it have Q?
I was thinking it's spelt queesh, isn't it? Queesh, quiche. Let us know.
If you're
at home knowing how to spell queesh, quiche,
or
whatever, let us know. Yeah. Send us a comment. We'll love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Maybe that might be my new password because it's hard to say and spell.
You know what's happening. They're getting into
these hackers now trying queesh as my password. Well, good luck.
Yeah. Very well done if you did.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Next story. Have you got any news?
Have you heard this? I heard this a couple of days ago about...
have you heard the news?
Guy in Texas who...
the band? Was,
no, oh. No, in
the
part of America.
Oh, the country. The Lone Star State.
That's the one.
That's the place.
Well,
do you know why they called it the Lone Star State quickly? No. Well, apparently it was because, like, you know... Well, I don't know. There's couple of reasons, but they had
it's
one star.
Self-sufficient, I know that.
They only had one star on the flag, but the Mexico had two.
Yes.
Yeah. But some people say it was something to do with the, like, an argument between them and a battle between them.
Okay.
Or it was also maybe an indication to say that they were stood alone from the rest of the United States, but they were the lone star and not one of the stars on the flag. Or it could mean that they wanted to be one of the stars on the flag, but they were known as a lone star state. Anyway, that
they could have been the first one.
It could have been any of them. Anyway, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it could be.
Just thought. Since it popped into my head, go for it.
Yeah.
Texas man.
Texas man in his backyard shooting his rifle. Next door neighbour, just had a new baby.
Oh, don't even do it.
No.
Don't. If it's grim, I don't want to know.
So the neighbour asked politely, can you stop shooting the baby?
Because my baby's trying to get asleep. Yeah. I thought you were going to say, can my baby have a go?
Oh, no. Oh, no, can't be having that. So they went inside, the guy knocked on the door and went in and shot him up.
Oh.
Basically, he was on manhunt for 4 days. They've caught him.
So because he was shooting and then said, "Oh, can you chill out a bit? My baby's sleeping." He went in.
Yeah,
and went,
the guy
oh,
went
I'll make
nuts,
it sleep.
Man.
Fucking, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say something like that. That was coming.
Yeah, and you know what? Today I was just looking in the news, and two more big incidents have just happened in Texas as well. Now.
It's crazy, right? Because I know you brought it up earlier. But it's like, remember a couple of years ago, or even say 10 years ago, when something like Sandy Hook or something like a big mass shooting happened,
it was
kind of big news, it's horrific shit. And like, it just seems like it's something that happens quite often now, quite a weekly event or daily event in some places. It's
from what I believe, it was already going on often enough, and then the news got in on it, but then they were only showing... you know, the big reporting ones, but there were still smaller ones going off, and it's just been getting worse and worse, and it's what can you do?
You could have some coronation queesh.
Well, you could do, but no, you don't want any of that.
You know, just kind of sit down, relax,
chill. Yeah,
I don't know.
Get a big bag away, sit down, just chill out. You know what I mean? Conversate. And just sort it out, hopefully they sort it out soon, but I don't know how they're going to be able to do that, to be honest.
Well, we'll have to see what happens
with that
one. I found this story about Americans caught smuggling in 375 pounds of fruit roll-ups into Israel.
Oh.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Well, TikTok's being blamed. Sorry, I just had a... drink a Coke and I nearly burped on the microphone.
Yeah,
I was trying to hold it away from the, you know, the listeners' ears. Israel officers found sweet surprise in an American tourist suitcase this week. Security guard found a couple's suitcase was burst into the brim with 375 pounds worth of fruit roll-ups.
Okay, no.
Why fruit roll-ups? Well... wasn't the first time Americans have been charged with sneaking in You know, sweeties.
Yeah.
Fruit roll-ups into his rail this week. But the fact is, they weren't even the first time this week. The Times of Israel reported about 661 pounds of fruit roll-ups were confiscated within 1 week of the airport at the airport, according to the outlet. I mean, what's the thing with fruit roll-ups? Can they just not get them over there?
They might be banned. Might be banned. Maybe.
Or is it because it's got gelatin in it?
Could be.
Because I know for a fact that, like, obviously there's certain religions that can't have gelatin.
That's true.
So yes. it's a fruit-based jelly kind of roll, you know, or is it fruit leather, isn't it?
To be honest, no, I don't know much about it.
What's causing all the fuss? There's a craze, apparently. Everyone's on it, but apparently it's TikTok. Who hasn't heard about this candy and seen a viral video? I've not seen
it. It's
wrapped ice cream, burning and fold. Oh, right, okay. So they must do something with ice cream. I've seen that folding. Have you seen it? It's actually, there's one in Manchester Arndale now where they do, it's like a big flat pan.
Right.
And they pour, like, cream on it, or, like, and then Oreos and whatever else, and they mix it all up, and it creates ice cream while you wait. And it's a thing.
All right, go on. No, I haven't seen
I'm
it,
wondering haven't. Whether that's got something to do with it. I mean, like, you know, why? I thought when I first seen this story, it might have been sort of drug-related, but no, it's just fruit roll-ups.
It's fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, well, we'll just ship them in if you need them. Yeah. Well, you can sell your box
by
the box.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to be shipped
in. Would we get done for, like, importing contraband?
I suppose.
Worst things going into Israel.
Anyway. And out.
And out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Have you heard about the Mexican border police in Mexico and the American and the Colombian police as well? Well, they were
that's a lot to consider. I've not really considered any of those things today.
They had a bit of an issue a couple of days
I'm sure
ago.
They did. Go on, what was it? Was the wall too low? Did he not build it high enough, Mr. Trump?
Oh, no, they're on the water. They were on the water tracking a
shipment
water. Of drugs.
All right. So wait a minute. So you're saying Cubans involved? So they were
Cuban police. The
cocaine
American,
coming from Cuba, into Mexico and then being trafficked over the border.
Yeah. So there are all three countries.
I'm with you. Right.
This
crack
operation.
On.
So they were tracking this boat and ended up having a chase, and two of the boats ended up colliding together, two of the border boats collided and sank.
They didn't. And did the drugs get through the middle?
Well, the drugs were being thrown over.
They were like jet skiing through the middle going, fuck you, coppers.
Well, you would think that, wouldn't you? Because the drugs were being thrown over, you know, to try and create more speed because it was weighted down.
First you get the drugs, then you get the money, then you get the women.
Yeah, but luckily enough, they actually turned around and picked the officers up off the boat. They actually helped the officers and then got nicked for, I think it was £80 worth of cocaine.
What, the coppers were?
No, the drug dealers. Yeah, but they actually helped the officers from drowning.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was like,
well, they say there's no honour amongst criminals. Well, yeah, fair enough. I mean, will that kind of help their case when they go to court?
I should imagine.
And, he's like, you know, for your heroic act.
Yeah, because otherwise,
you're a dirty drug dealer.
Otherwise, what? They go near him and like shoot him, and then chase the other coppers off, and then fuck off back to, and go and do your deal that you were dealing with.
Well, talking about drug dealing, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Did
A store in Canada. Will start selling, or has started selling, heroin, meth, cocaine,
woohoo,
and
drugs.
A number of other drugs.
Naughty.
It's crazy. I mean, like, this is a Vice article, so, you know, I'm going to believe it.
Yeah.
Vancouver man has opened the only known motor store. So he's got, is it on wheels?
It must be
motorized store in Canada, basically selling heroin, cocaine, MDMA, and other drugs. Jerry Martin, 51, opened the drugstore on Wednesday in Vancouver, but he's opened it in the neighbourhood that's pretty much got the worst reputation for overdoses, right?
Yeah.
He's selling his drugs.
So he's a legal drug dealer.
I don't know if he is legal. I'm not 100% sure, yeah, right? But he's done it. He won't sell more than 2.5 grams.
Right.
And encourages... Oh, pardon me, I've just done it. I told you I was going to do it. Sorry, apologise for that. 2.5 grams per deal.
Yeah.
Encourages people to bring their ID. He won't serve to anyone under 18.
Okay.
Yeah. He says his drugs are safe. They're safer than, like, you know...
Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't know, you know, but...
He getting it from? He's not getting it from the actual government or anything like that, I'm presuming.
No, it's definitely not been, like, you know...
Processed.
Looked at or kind of... But, you know, we did do an article last couple of weeks ago where they were saying the government were considering it, so...
Yeah, that's...
Maybe.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Considering a lot at the minute.
You can buy anything up to 2.5 grams of cocaine, which goes for about $90, and meth goes for around 50.
Mm.
It all sounds a bit nasty. He'll be checking IDs to make sure customers are at least 18, and he wants to sign a waiver to say that you've done it before and you know what's going on. You're not going to sue him if you die.
They want fucking drugs. They're signed the back of your arsehole if they needed.
He's even got an online delivery store, like an online store where you can buy LSD. And other synthetic chemicals. What was this one? He's even got a synthetic version of the chemical that comes from the buffalo toad, which is basically one of the most powerful psychedelics on earth.
Oh yeah, man!
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go online, maybe see him. We might be able to do a sponsorship deal with him. We go get your heroin at Jerry's.
And yet the FBI spending millions of dollars, like, closing down.
Trying to find meth labs
places.
And stuff. And
yeah,
Jerry's
just for weed and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And, like, there's this fella who's, like, serving up. I think he's trying to do a good thing, but...
I'm not sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, you know, like, making heroin readily available. It's like, how old are you? 18. Oh, yeah, go on then. Ruin your life.
Yeah, the government's probably thinking, oh, taxes. I could tax him. There we go. We've got a little bit more money
from there.
He
might need a jingle. Get your heroin.
I just want to know why he ain't been closed.
Yeah,
he should have
been
closed, but, you know.
Jerry's
times are changing. Times are changing.
Open all
24
day.
Hours a day.
Yeah.
Where you're on the meth, I'm on the
Red
Bull.
Not sure I agree with that. Well... get down to Jerry's if
you need
a hit.
Well, if you...
Jerry's clientels are going to just be like absolute fucking walking dead, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're
not dead already.
They'll be leaving Jerry's and going straight into the chemist, getting the fucking...
Yeah, double dose.
Getting their OJ.
Yeah, I want a bit extra.
Methadone OJ.
Yeah, but it's one way of getting rid of
customers.
It's
just a fucking vicious circle.
It is.
Like they sleep the rest of the day, go back to Jerry's, hit the fucking chemist, off they go.
But luckily some people get out of it, you know what I mean? And
if Jerry knows what he's doing, he might just offer him a morphine OJ and themselves, do you know what I mean?
If he knew what he was
methadone doing. Methadone OJ, sorry, I do apologise.
He should have a load of counsellors and shit that's actually he could actually contact. So.
Does he do, like, you know, free needles and stuff?
Now that's, yeah.
Get
that's,
a free needle at Jerry's.
I believe, yeah, but not serving up, you know what I mean? Basically, he's a legal drug dealer in the area, and he's earning profit, and so the government. Bam, there you go.
Sell crystal meth at Jerry's.
I mean? First we did weed, now we're doing
heroin. Jerry's chemical drugstore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right, well, moving on. Because... You know, no one how many more variations. Well, I found this story. I mean, in terms of what's going on in the world, this is quite kind. And I mean, out of all the companies that have done this, this is the one that I was kind of like, yeah, probably guessed that. That's probably it.
Yeah.
More than 305 children found working at McDonald's.
Oh,
now you could argue the sort of people that go to work at McDonald's are children. all of them are children. They're all kind of like young adults.
Yeah, teenage, right. Yeah.
They're, you know, tweens. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, right. It's the first job for most young people, and I'm not knocking it. It's a good work experience and gets them a few quid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get some management within 6 months.
Oh, why? Yeah, get them stars for mopping, and you'll be on the fryer soon.
Yeah, get yourself motivated.
Well, an investigation has found an investigation has found that there's more than a couple of underage workers, but the most shocking finding was two 10-year-old children working but not getting paid. I'm sure that they were getting paid. Labor. They were probably giving them payment, like, under the
counter.
Yeah,
here's a burger.
Oh, yeah, even if they give them a free lunch, that's payment.
Yeah, but it but the payment has to be the worth the value.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not being funny, but some of these kids were working till at least 2 a.m., right?
That's disgusting,
so two 10-year-old children were found working at a McDonald's restaurant in Louisiana, USA, sometimes up until 2 a.m. The Department of Labor have been involved and gave a statement on Tuesday. I just think this is disgusting. I mean, the fact that, you know, anybody would hire a 10-year-old.
Yeah, you're an animal anyway.
You said something interesting earlier about this. It'll probably be a franchise owner.
Well, McDonald's
now,
is mostly
now,
franchise.
If you had a franchise of a McDonald's and you had kids, and you were like, oh, come and work at the restaurant with daddy tonight or whatever, and they were a 10-year-old, would that be considered... Is it circumstances over, like, this is child labour or what? You know, I mean...
McDonald's needs to have a little bit of responsibility for actually franchising these people.
Of course he should. And I mean, like, McDonald's can't sort of shirk the blame for it. I mean, 305 underage children. I mean, as young as 10, but I mean, how old were the others? How many were 11 or 12?
Yeah, did you?
Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it is kind of unacceptable, but it kind of is a sign of the times at the moment because... At the moment, it's every penny coming into the house matters. So if, you know, the kid can get the job, then...
Kids shouldn't be working.
Kids shouldn't be working. They should be enjoying...
Until he's like 20s or...
Well, no, kids should... Right, no.
After university and colleges and stuff.
No, I disagree with that. I do believe having a summer job, having a weekend job...
Oh, yeah.
After, at a certain age, in your teenage years...
But not throughout the year.
Being able to... A summer job during the summer holidays... Yeah. Having a weekend job that gets you a bit of pocket money so you can go out with your friends and have dates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to ask your parents and you can feel more independent. It learns you the value of a day's hard work. It gives you how to manage your finances.
Well, there's a lot of
very positive things that can be taken from having a part-time job as a young person.
Yeah, right.
But it's the type of job they get. It's the hours they work, it's the pay structure they're on, it's all these things are designed to make them, you know, appreciate the money they're earning. And the fact is, you know, so there is nothing wrong with having a job as a teenager.
Oh, no.
Getting
a
proper 9-to-5, when you've left college or when you've, you know, you're getting into the world and you need to earn a living.
And don't forget, there's like, there's people out there who will take advantage of certain people because they can.
Well, and I think, like here in the UK, I find the pay structures really quite crappy. I mean, it's like we've worked... When we worked together, right? And there was members of staff who were 21. Or they were under 21. And they worked just as hard as everybody else, but they were on about £6 less... they'd not hit the 21 mark. And some employers take full advantage of that law.
Oh, yeah.
That minimum wage for an under 21-year-old is £4, £5, £6 an hour.
Kick them around until they're
I don't know what the exact minimum wage for under 21-year-old is now, but it's a lot less than over 21, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you'd see people working the same amount of work as you, but getting an hourly rate that sucks, right? When they're doing just as much. So when they hit the 21-year mark and it's like, you almost feel good for them because they're like, well, you know, you're getting what you're worth.
Yeah.
Oh no! Well, you're
getting.
Well,
no one gets. No one's getting the worth, really.
But they're getting more. That well, it's a big.
Getting
jump.
A little bit more.
It's
to...
a big jump from what you're on. Do you
That's
know what I mean?
True.
Like you're actually getting what everyone gets as a minimum wage. Do you know what I mean? You soon realise it's not enough. But yeah.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
But
there.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Have you got any more news?
I have for British UK drivers. I've just got two pieces.
Anyway, McDonald's, don't be hiring kids or doing anything unethical. Which you're not going to listen to me, but you suck.
Just take some of the responsibility. You don't have to take all of it, but you've got to take some of the responsibility for that, at least.
Indeed. So this truck driver.
No, no drivers.
Oh, all of them. Yeah. Oh, they're demanding new places to chill, aren't they?
I don't know.
Well, go on.
That's what I know. As far as I know, I've just seen reports on that anyone who vapes in the car now is looking at a £5,000 fine. And also...
I see people doing way worse things than vaping in the car.
Yeah.
To be honest. I mean, vaping is smoking.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, but is what's the law about smoking in the car?
You know what? Throwing your cigarette ash out the window and your cigarette is a no-no. That's why most of them...
Well, that's littering.
Yeah, that's like most of them...
And cigarette butts take ages to decompose, so, you know, throwing your cigarette butt in the street is quite rank, to be honest, because you just don't... I mean,
put it
like,
in the bin, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Just put it in the ashtray. There's loads of bins about and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. And the new... AI cameras that are being put up can actually see in your car.
Now, I'll just turn around and say I don't trust AI cameras because you probably, like, told the AI to paint a picture of me sat in the car going super speeds and me with a big smile on my face. You know what? There was probably no smile on my face, but you've AI'd one in.
Yeah, true, but it's funny that, actually. Cause
you're making me look like I'm enjoying it.
I've just found a law where I can turn around to about all the cameras, if they're dealt with, you know, like the council and that, to actually take my data and my images off their cameras, and they have to do it.
So some guy has to get hired to come and airbrush you out of all the photos.
Yeah, you need two witnesses, and you need to write like a statement, and they have to oblige it.
Ah, well, you see, this is the thing. They probably ask you for a big administration fee or something to do it.
You could go and fuck off.
Do you know what I mean? And they'll go, oh, well, we'd need to find it all. And
I pay my taxes, man.
And because it's... Well, how many times do you go through a camera in town? So if you go through... Get off...
Not
if
my
you
problem.
Go to
Take
town
down your fucking camera, then.
And you go into town to work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you must appear on camera feeds like hundreds of thousands of times.
Yeah,
so they can't destroy footage of you necessarily because you're appearing with countless other people.
Well, then I'll see you in court, mate.
So
bye-bye.
That means you've got to take down all their footage.
Yes.
And or their footage is spotty. Yes. Now, what happens if one of the people in your footage is involved in a murder and they track his movements only to a certain point and go, oh, shit, we can't go any further. We've lost him. Why have we lost him? Why can't we get this footage? And they go, oh, because some Muppet called Taylor requested the data because it was against his human rights to have the footage. And he goes, oh, well, he got away. Now he's free to kill once again.
What can I say? Life is shit at the
and
moment.
It's all down to you. Hope you can sleep at night.
Well, I haven't done it, but
well,
do it.
Well, this is the thing,
this is the thing.
Have you ever seen The Good Place? With Ted Danson, and I can't remember her name, but it basically works on the premise that, you know, the way you get into heaven is by accruing points, and each action you have inadvertently scores you points or loses you points.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that instance that I've just said, that even though it wasn't you directly, would lose you a lot of points because you're just... You know, because you were like, ah, well.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you do. You got
whimsical.
Ooh, he's very whimsical. Oh, I love it. Let's see what else we've got.
Oh, did you hear about...
I've got one more story before we get into... No, after you.
Police arrested a fake Boris Johnson for suspected drink driving in the Netherlands this week.
Yes. And was it Boris Johnson?
Was it? Fuck, it was on the picture.
So he had a fake driving licence?
Yeah.
Probably Toontown. location.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had all the details, but he just had the Boris Johnson on there, and he was like,
you're not Boris Johnson. So he tried passing himself off as Boris.
Yeah.
And where was Boris? Can't we be sure it wasn't actually Boris?
Well, yeah. Well, no one knows.
Are
what
you
Boris
sure
gets
it wasn't?
To,
I mean, this is what you don't know, do you? It's like he's off partying. You know, he's like, oh, I'm going to go party. I'll go and have a party. I'll show him how to party.
Well, let's say Boris is a little bit chunky. Yeah, so this person wasn't a bit chunky.
Well, he might have lost a lot of weight. Slim. The stress of, you know...
Please, he's going round making babies.
He's going round going like, I'll show him, I'll come back, the bigger, stronger, better Boris. Yeah. Maybe he's over there, like in that bit in Rocky IV, you know, when he goes to Russia
to
do the exercise out in the wilderness, climbing mountains
and
stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he's out there training, and that's where he's lost the weight, and he's going to come back as, like, you know, in, you know, as a
that's
leaner,
where the snipers want to be
leaner, more you know, trim prime minister.
Well, he's
thinking.
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever be.
If Trump can be re-elected, I'm going to run. Like, nah.
You know what? It'd be funny if he fucking.
He did try and get back in, didn't he?
Yeah,
though he did try and get back in when we had no choice, when we had no options, and
yeah,
he said I'll do it, and everyone
people.
Went, nah, you're all right, Boris.
Yeah,
go
he didn't get the
down.
Numbers. He said he had the numbers, but
he didn't have the numbers.
No.
No numbers for you.
No, Boris. Yeah, you're out of there, son.
He got less numbers than a geek at Hugh Hefner's mansion.
Yeah.
So I've got this last story before we move into NASA news. The Franklin Township, York County, there was a gang of people using, using chickens, trained chickens,
right,
to gain access to people's homes to rob them.
Oh.
How the fuck have you trained a chicken to rob an house?
I would have thought it'd be easier to train a dog.
Well, he's trained chickens. This is it. It's, you know, I mean, it's
it
quite
must
impressive.
Be good, then.
So he trains the chickens to rob them. He basically gets them, gets them to open the door, I suppose.
How the fuck are
we
they
don't
do
really, we
and
don't
shit?
Really, we absolutely don't feel safe in our homes. They're saying some people. We've even
doors.
Put a house on the market. One victim, who's been burgled. This, you know, normally a nice little slice of heaven, perfect little town, but basically since this guy is fucking going around with his burgling chickens, it's not turning into a pretty kind of
fucking grab it and shove it in the oven.
A pretty foul place to live.
How'd he getting in? Fucking through the dog.
I'm assuming through cat flaps or whatever.
Well, then cover
windows,
it at night.
Do you know what
Done.
I mean?
That's it.
There was a couple at the Red Lion who encountered a fucking incident.
Chicken.
Basically, the security camera video captured the would-be robbers attempting to draw the homeowner's attention outside by honking the horn and waving. And then someone came towards the car. The idea would be to allow them to break into the house and ransack the place.
Yeah, run.
I don't know how he'd use the chicken. What was he going? I've got a chicken! Like, what? Waving his chicken at them, going, trying to distract him with it.
Yeah, it's a distraction, isn't it? Just, like, distract him while someone's kicking down your fucking back door.
I don't know how they train a chicken, but a few people in York County have reported similar diversionary burglary tactics where the thieves are targeting homes. Oh, they're trying to take their chickens. Basically, a car pulls up and asks to buy the chickens. Whilst the people are outside talking to him, the thieves ransack
the
back house.
Door, kicking the shit out of the door. Nicking it off.
I got this thing in my head. I'm thinking, like, you know, while they're in their own house, these burglars.
There's a chicken outside going, oi, oi.
No, they're like, you know, going, right. I want to see some sort, you know, like they're trying to give them coaching lessons on, you know, what how to train them, like, right, you know, with little kind of like locks to pick.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing. Do you know when you go
Mission
on holiday?
Mission Impossible chicken.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Proper like a fucking cluck, 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 cluck.
Laser beams.
No, that's that's ruined it for me, that. Anyway,
Well. What have you heard about the Kremlin?
I know of it, yeah. Well,
have you heard about the drones over the Kremlin?
No, no.
That exploded over the Kremlin.
Were they theirs or were they some other people's?
No, no one's owned up, but a day ago I heard a report about how the Americans went over and spoke to the Ukrainians and said, like, don't do the mission that you were planning on doing, because apparently, supposedly, they were going to send loads of drones and stuff like that, and actually it was going to destroy the Kremlin. It was going to be a big kickoff if that had happened. Like,
well, I'm sure it would. Of course, it would be if the Kremlin blew up. They'd be like, "Wait a minute!"
So they met. Apparently, the Americans went and stopped it beforehand, but it might have been a rogue one that's actually gone off and blown up. Oh, but someone else might be actually trying to start the war off.
It was Rogue One.
I mean? Yeah,
it
was
Rogue One.
Yeah, it was Rogue One.
Right, one of the best Star Wars films ever.
Yeah.
Right, well...
Well, I don't know about best.
Well, talking about spaceships, I've got a story, segue.
Oh,
King Charles's Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, a photographer has captured a UFO flying over with the flyby.
I'm going to have to...
It is literally, I'm not even joking, right? It's on every news outlet, right? It's
right
on Wales Online, The Mirror... Nottingham Post, the Bristol News. I mean, they're not exactly like broadsheets, but or whatever. But you know, Sussex, Surrey News, Kent News, USA Today, wherever. Somerset Live, a few others, right? But yeah,
right. Videoed it.
These pictures,
right?
Yeah. So I mean, we'll post those and see what people think. You guys can let us know what you think if you've already seen it. Was it an alien?
Well, we can only suspect.
Funny though, historical event. Again, we've said that in the past that they do tend to show up at historical events.
Or important events that we don't even realise yet until it happened.
Yeah. Have you got anything space news or anything like that?
I have. Tokyo-based company has become the first private entity to send a mission to the moon.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Since when?
It was sent off December last year, and it's got there this April, but it failed. That's the only thing. But it's the first, basically, ground company that have tried to send a spacecraft to the moon and land and then come back. And then I'm presuming after time, going to be putting humans in there, or dogs, cats, I don't know, monkeys, maybe even a horse. You know how they like it to experiment and different creatures.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And yeah.
Whoopity doo da.
Yeah.
All right, well, basically, NASA's inviting media to the next SpaceX resupply launch.
Okay.
I wonder if we can go. We can, you know, ask them. We're media.
We're NASA.
We're actually involved. Yeah, we should get a free T-shirt. We should actually get a free T-shirt and everything, like, and treated like. Remember in Flight of the Navigator when he goes to NASA and they give him all the free hats and all the rest of it.
Yeah, we should all that.
We should get all that.
Except for the McDonald's.
If
I don't
you work for NASA and you'd like to invite us to the SpaceX resupply launch, do that. That'd be quite nice. That's happening on the 28th, which is a commercial resupply mission for NASA to the International Space Station.
Yes.
So, SpaceX won't be launching the next private astronaut crew for Axiom early in May, after all.
See.
Which they were planning on.
Yeah.
The
AX2,
which is a second private crewed mission to the International Space Station. They were going to do it in early May or whatever, but that doesn't look like it's happening.
No.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for today.
Yeah.
Well, if you've enjoyed the show, you found it informative, or if you've got any questions or comments,
give us a holla.
Holla, fella. And yeah, we'll get back to you.
Or bank details if you can.
Oh, yeah, we'd like your... if you want to send us your sort code or bank details. Or your email passwords or any of that.
Yeah, we won't touch it.
We'll promise we'll be... We're very trustworthy.
Yeah.
But alternatively, if you just want to put something in the PayPal or send it over or buy one of the Patreon or buy us a coffee, that'd be nice too. Alternatively, go to the website where you can buy merch, get a t-shirt, a mug, something like that. Tea cozy.
Yeah.
Jockstrap. Thong. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can get stuff like that on the website. You can contact us via the contacts page there on the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk.
Yeah.
We're available on all podcast platforms, including YouTube.
Yeah, we are.
And iTunes, Spotify, and wherever else. It's so make sure you subscribe. It all helps. The likes and all that jazz. Hey, that jazz. We'll be back next week for another show. Yay. I don't know what on yet. Boo, boo. Well, we do actually, but we'll get to you on that one.
We will.
Normal service will resume hopefully soon.
Yes.
Providing. And we don't have any more security breaches.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's, some of those platforms will be back on. Otherwise, I'll be itching my britches.
Yeah.
And,
some work to do.
Well, we'll be back next week with another episode. My name's Gaz.
And my name's...
My name is... I never said that in my life. Gaz. I'm Gaz.
Yes, you are.
And he's Taylor, and we'll be back next week. So, peace.
Out of the space. Woohoo!